This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. It's beginning to feel a lot like 2019. We've got pre-pandemic levels of unemployment, GDP growth, and we're much closer to what inflation looked like in the before times. Sentiment among American consumers, though, is not back to a happy place. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has more.
Consumer sentiment about the economy, measured by the University of Michigan, is down 30% from 2019. And economists like Aditya Bhave with Bank of America Global Research say it's out of whack with other indicators.
If you look at these levels of sentiment relative to where they've been in history, then they would point to much weaker consumer spending than what we're seeing.
So why are consumers still so grumpy? Well, after a bout of elevated inflation, there's something sticky about sticker shock.
When inflation is high, the rational choice is to pay attention to inflation, and then you have to make choices about buying things now or later.
Some consumers want prices down so badly. Morning Consult economist Sophia Baig says in a poll, they said
that even if it would cause a recession, 37% of them still want prices to go down.
But she does think sentiment should improve in 2024.
Since wages and real incomes are going up, and inflation comes back down and we kind of get used to price levels where they're at now.
Barring any major shocks, with presidential elections coming in November. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.